In 1963, President John F. Kennedy signed the Equal Pay Act. It was aimed at eliminating pay discrimination between men and women doing the same work. A year later, his successor, Lyndon Johnson, told women he was strengthening enforcement of the law by making gender discrimination a violation of the Civil Rights Act.
I am, and I believe you are too, opposed to both stag government and men-only opportunity. This law is not a pay raise law, but it does say that wherever men and women do the same work, whether at the workbench or the office desk, they shall be paid equal wages for equal work.
In the 50 years since, Congress has grappled with loopholes in the law. Initially, equal pay protection did not apply to executives and administrators. Now it does. Then in 1998, a Goodyear tire employee named Lily Ledbetter learned she was being paid less than men at the same management level. The U.S. Supreme Court denied her claim, saying it should have been filed within 180 days of when the discrimination began. But Congress was paying attention, and 11 years later, President Obama signed the Lily Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, giving employees more time to file a complaint.
I want every child to grow up knowing that a woman's hard work is valued and rewarded just as much as any man's.
Which brings us to the simmering battle in Texas. It began when Prairie View A&M professor Diljit Chatha was promoted in 2004, but not given a pay raise.
She was the lowest paid professor university-wide. And besides her years of dedicated service, she had been given recognition. She was a Regents professor. And so her difference on some of the individuals was over tens of thousands.
Chatha's attorney, Ellen Sprovac, says she filed the unequal pay case in Texas's state court instead of federal court because the process is less expensive and a plaintiff has a greater chance of being heard.
The same case that I might take to trial and win in state court, I may not see the light of day in federal court. Judges seem quicker to dismiss those same cases by virtue of a summary judgment.
Sprovac says Texas courts usually look to federal law for guidance in employment cases, but this time state Supreme Court justices didn't. They disregarded the Lily Ledbetter measure and rejected Chatha's claim because she filed it more than 180 days after the pay discrimination began.
It's a pro-business decision by the Supreme Court, quite frankly, to not look to federal law for guidance on these salary issues.
Enter Senator Wendy Davis. She and others sponsored a state law to match the federal time limit. The legislation passed last year, but Governor Rick Perry vetoed it. Texas Association of Business President Bill Hammond says his group urged the veto because the Texas Lily Ledbetter Act would have allowed claims for violations that occurred years ago.
Well, it's our belief that it's completely unfair to have an employer liable for some action that took place 15, 20 or more years ago by some employee who is no longer there and or the records are missing.
Hammond and Sprovac, like Abbott and Davis, disagree on whether current laws are enough to protect Texas workers. Davis is now highlighting a San Antonio Express News report that found the average yearly salary for male assistant attorney generals under Abbott is almost $6,000 higher than for female assistants in the office.
Act like a Texan, Greg Abbott, and answer this question for yourself. What on earth is going on at your attorney general's office?
An agency spokesperson says most of the pay discrepancies are because the men have been at the agency longer or have more years of legal experience. But the newspaper found numerous examples of more experienced female lawyers who were also paid less. Abbott hasn't personally responded to the news report, but just a week before, in a television interview, he said this.
I will ensure that women will not be discriminated in any way on pay because of their sex.
Abbott said adequate legal avenues to pursue wage discrimination already exist. His campaign said that's why he, like Governor Perry, would have vetoed the Texas Lily Ledbetter law. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.